Hello there.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. I'm speaking with Ivan.
Yeah, this is Ivan.
Hi, Ivan. How are you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Just waiting for your call, guys.
Gotcha. All right. Yep, I'm actually calling with regards to your scheduled client interview, and this will take around 45 minutes. It's not too good time.
Yeah, this is a good plan.
All right. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Ivan, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to tell a key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, you will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So it says here, Ivan, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Chris. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Lakeford Moving LLC, correct?
Yep, that's the business name.
All right. And that just.
The registered name, yes.
Okay, and I just have one here that's 195B Northwest Hunt Drive, McMinnville, Oregon, 97128.
Yeah.
And is this a home address or an office location?
This is my personal location. That's sort of the thing I was talking to. We don't have like a warehouse, so I'm trying to just like CC display the address for now because it's not a business location, like that.
Gotcha. This is your home address, and you want to hide your address. Is this what you meant?
Yeah, but depending on the, again, lower is better with Google. So that's why you can suggest something, whatever is best.
Okay. Yep, actually, with regards to your address, we will go over a few options to see if it's a good fit to display your address. Google fully supports hybrid addresses, meaning the ones that are home and shop. Well, home addresses aren't really fully allowed by Google, but we can still do this. So would it be okay for you to display your address online, or do you want to keep on hiding this? Well, anyways, displaying your address, Ivan, has distinct ranking benefits for helping you claim territory and improve your search dominance. There are risks of suspension with residential addresses, but proper documentation means we can quickly appeal if needed, and if any changes occur, we can always hide your address later.
I mean, like you said, I'm all for extra benefits, so it's not a benefit. Let's go for like I don't mind that.
Gotcha. All right. So since there's a benefit of sharing your address, we can share it. And as I've mentioned earlier, we can always hide your address later, okay? All righty. And are you licensed, insured, and have a business registration?
We take a business registration, insurance. Yes, we're getting a couple different quotes from that, but it's pretty much for the job where we do general liability with each customer.
How about insurance, license? Are you licensed or not?
License. So we checked yesterday because in the state of Oregon there is no licenses for movers.
Gotcha.
So I think I was talking to Chris from your guys' place, and we're just trying to figure out most businesses stay licensed and insured. So there's no licenses except you're a contractor, but we really don't need to be a contractor because we're registered with the state of Oregon.
Gotcha. Yep. Anyways, some states require license, some do, but your state doesn't require license for the service that you provide. So I'll note it here then, okay? All
Yep.
right, so let me just have it.
Can you say that we're licensed and insured though with the license? Because I think most businesses do, but like there's not a specific mover license.
So basically you wanted to put it here like your license and insured?
I mean, if that means if people understand, because people may perceive it in a different way. That's the thing I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So a perceiving point, people might think like license might be just have your EIN number from the state of Oregon. So they might consider that as a license where some business may get advantages of saying that, which necessarily there is no a mover license, or there is a contractor license, there is a, you know, you can have a CCB and all that, but that's totally different game. So if you can suggest something, that would be great.
Gotcha. Actually, as you see here, Chris actually left a note that you're like licensed and insured. That is what I just wanted to confirm. Because if you do have the license number, I will ask you for the license number. Since not, that's okay. I'll just note it here then, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. And I just want to make sure, Ivan, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, sounds great. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with local slash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 541-295-0967?
Yes.
Okay. And just wanted to confirm that I got your correct email address at support@lakefordmoving.com.
Correct.
All right. You already have a use. You're already using a Google Workspace. It sounds great. And yep. I did see that you have an existing website, and I'm pulling up right now. That's lakefordmoving.com. Mm. All right. So that leads me to my next question for you, Ivan. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
Is there going to be additional cost for me today?
No additional cost if you want us to create a new layout for your website.
I mean, I would like a new layout, but I don't know if I like it or you guys are going to make it better. Like, it's really, I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, you can always think about it. How about...
Oh, you guys sent one over already. My assistant just told me. Let me just review it. Look, I've been working a lot, so I haven't been able to check it. That makes a lot of sense, what you're asking. You see? That'll be prepared. What is it?
Okay. Anyways...
I just want to check it out and see. It'll take me just maybe like 2 seconds, not much. You know what? Let's go with my website. Is there any benefits to your guys' website, like specific backlink stuff or whatever? I know that can play a big role in it. But
anyways, if you would like us to go ahead and work on creating a layout for you, the advances is we will be able to help you if there is any changes that you would like on your website. And if you will promote your website as is for now, that means to say you will not be able to touch anything, do any tweaks on the website because you don't have any access. And that is not our...
Can give you guys access?
If you are going to ask us to create a new layout for your website, that means to say we will need access to your domain. Do you own this domain?
Yes, I own it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through Wix.
Oh, yeah. It's through Wix. So you can think about it. If you want me to promote your website as is for now, then we can go ahead and do that. But later on, if you wanted to, we want us to create a new layout for your website, let us know. How about that? Do you want to think about it?
I just like you guys said everything automated, like you guys are more professional and just making the website. I would just like to work through some things, but like I kind of like it.
Nobody like your website as it is for now?
No, I'm talking about your guys. I see Lewis Pets.
If we will be creating a new layout to your website, that means to say we will apply our layout. So we can't like work with what is the design that it is for now on your website. So we can only make changes with our layout.
is there a way you can guys create one for me and you can send it over so I can look at it or no?
How about, would you like to see a sample design of the website?
I'm looking at a sample one right now.
Oh,
the Louis Pets one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says Louis Pets, red and white, and, you know, there's some gray. I just like how automated it is. You know, go ahead and let's give it a shot. Let's make, how about, do you want to connect this new website to my domain, or how is that going to work?
We're going to work on your domain. So that means to say we will need credentials to your domain. So let me go ahead and send you an email. Okay? I will be sending an email that we are asking domain credentials. So once you provide us your domain credentials, then we can go and work on the layout. Would you like us to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just sending you an email real quick. So I'm sending an email that says credentials needed to apply my site. So once received, our website team will work on the layout. And since you want us to create a new layout for your website, I'm going to ask you a few questions for our website team to follow, okay?
Yep.
So I'm going to ask you questions with regards to the site that we will be working. So what brand colors or color scheme would you like on your website? Are you going to keep the same color scheme on the website that you have right now?
I want the same color schemes in regards to, I really like the white and the gold, and I have the specific number of the color.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like that clean, white, gold, like bright, clean colors, looking a little bit more, you know, pristine. I can send a color panel as well. Additional logos. I want the same logos, but I just want it to be clean. I don't want too much colors. White, that gold color can be an accent color, and something else that can probably look good, but for the most part.
Okay. We do understand you want gold, but just a few, you know, thing about gold. Gold is actually very difficult to achieve on websites. The thing is, this may occur, so I want to let you know that the color gold will look different depending on the resolution of the device that is used when looking at the website. Okay, just want to let you know when it comes to gold colors.
Are you able to pull my website and see what kind of gold
I'm actually able to pull up. It's actually a good kind of gold that I'm seeing right now. I actually like it. It's clean, and as I mentioned earlier, it's pleasant looking.
It just needs a lot of work. I don't have time to work on a website. The thing I want from you guys is, like, this website has to be able to compete with other companies, and it has to have more details. I don't know if you can guys add more details. I have to provide the details, but I'll need more services, photos. You know, I'll need Q&A. I'll need about page. I need more stuff. So I'm wondering if you can guys do all that. Like, if you want to add something at a certain point. Because the deal for me is I want this website to be able to compete with other websites.
Okay.
And I want all the SEO systems that can do that. And
anyway, if there's any changes that you like on the website, once you see it's live up and running, just let us know, okay? So with regards to the service on your homepage, do you have any top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature?
Yes. I mean, of course, it's going to be local moving, long distance moving. We can add junk removal. We can add, it's pretty much the basic service staff with long distance, local moving. Heavy item moving. Let me just pull all my services because I want to pick this one. Wait for moving. But yeah, I personally did my website pretty quick, so that's why I say it needs update. Like, it's got to be compared to some big company's website and kind of copy paste it. Commercial, so we have residential moving, commercial moving, long distance moving, senior moving, packing and packing, piano moving, hot tub moving. There's like fourth year, 5, 6, 7. Maybe the top 6 from the website.
Okay, so you have provided me local moving, long distance, junk removal, residential, commercial, and senior, so that makes it 6. Are you going to have that, or do you want to change this services that you have provided?
We can use those as the top services.
Okay, we can use those as the top services. All right, so let me have it here. And you mentioned earlier that you want any pictures and videos on your site, right? Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented on your website?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm still working on the best ones I can take, but like yesterday I had a job, so I took pretty good pictures. Just it's more professional. We got shirts and stuff, new trucks. I just need your guys' assistance with that. Something
got
that looks good to you probably will look good to another customer, because most of the stuff in my eyes looks good, but I need like real feedback from that.
Okay. Yep. Anyways, if you do have specific photos that you want us to work, please send it to us or upload it to your dashboard or app, okay, so we can work on that.
Perfect.
All right. And also, do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your site?
Interesting. Before and after, it really depends, because I don't have that many pictures. You can include it, but before and after for moving is kind of before the packing, after the packing. It's not, I don't think it's a crazy thing to have on a website, so probably not.
All right, so let's just skip that for now. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
Yeah, I just want to have a senior discount.
Senior discount? Is it around 10%?
Yes.
Okay. Senior discount for 10%. Okay.
And military.
And military.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just go ahead and update that. All right, and how about reviews outside Google? Do you have any reviews outside Google, like from Yelp, Angie's, or Facebook, that you would like to be displayed on your site?
I mean, we're just starting, so we don't get a crazy amount of reviews on Yelp or Angie's or any of those, so we can just use the Google ones for now.
Anyways, yep, we'll be using our Google reviews, but if you don't have any reviews from Yelp and just on Facebook, that's okay. We can leave it for now. If you do have soon, we can always add it anyways, right?
Yeah, but I don't have that many, so we just
okay. That's okay. Uh-huh. And how about payments? Would you like to enable online payments on your site?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
Yes.
Okay.
I want kind of like the thing I have in mind where you can say book a move or enter your name. They'll be able to book. The way it works with that, I don't know if you can leave a note. The way to book the move is with a $100 deposit, and it's booking your general information, putting the available dates, and yeah.
For it to work, when it comes to booking schedules on your website, customers will book for a time on the calendar, and you will receive a notification with the details, and you will confirm the appointment. And you will also receive an email with a booking request. With a booking request
detail. Okay, then. One thing that I got a feedback from a customer. You asked me already, but one lady, she was like, hey, guys, I don't see anywhere on your website that you're licensed and insured. So I really have to have this somewhere, because some people specifically look for that. And if it's not on your website, they think you don't. So that has to be somewhere on the website.
Okay, so you want on your website that you are licensed and insured?
Yes, because that's a very vital point for some people.
Gotcha. So I will note it here to put license
and
insured.
Also, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm just thinking,
Yeah,
a
it's
lot,
okay.
I've seen a lot of videos where people, I don't know if that's true about SEO, but a lot of people have super random, like they say service area, or they try to add a lot of keywords in the website, like, oh, long distance, like Portland. Then we have senior moving, Portland and Lake Oswego. Like, they've added so many times that it doesn't really make sense. So I don't know if that boosts their SEO. So I'm just curious, you know.
Okay. Yep. Actually, we'll talk about your service areas later, but we don't always put like areas on your keywords because we already have the target area. So that means to say we will only be working with keywords with no areas or like cities. Okay. Yep. So let's check on that one later again. And let me see with regards to the website. Do you want are there any special features that you would like to add on your website? For example, do you want to have AI chat widget or blogs?
What is the I've heard about the blog, but what exactly do they like?
For
What kind of people?
that one, I will have to check with our team with regards to the blog. Are you interested with that?
I mean, we can change. So everything that helps, I'll do.
Okay, all
Everything
right.
that's going above the other people, I'll do it.
Let's try to have blogs. And are there any websites that you like, Ivan? And what do you like about them? Maybe we can use it, them as a reference.
Yes, perfect. That's a very good question. Let me
Let me know, and I will ask you the
see.
link or the domain name.
Moving companies, Portland. There's a couple I like. There's some I don't really like, but I know they're made very well. I'll take a chance. I don't like Lakeside Moving. It's not the one I like. Yes, ma'am. Know, so I said it's safe, but I'm looking for a very specific one I really liked. So
That's
do
okay.
you bear with me for a second? Sorry for that. That's hard now when you ask me like.
That's okay. Do you want to think about it and send us a link later on?
Yes.
That would do. I will just note it here that you'll be sending us through text or an email with the link that you want for the website reference. Would that work for you? Or while having me on the call, you can cut me off and let me know that you found a link of the website that you like. That would also do, okay? Okay, so I will left a note for our website team for that, that you'll be sending your website references. Okay. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site, Ivan? For example, BBB or some manufacturer brands?
The logos, I just like my logo. I really want to have my logo in there. Like, for a moving logo, I can send, like, a picture of it or, like, the logo itself. I got to have the logo for sure.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
But you don't have any partner logos or some certifications that you would like on your website? It's okay. We can skip that.
I mean, we're so new. I haven't really worked on getting any partners at that point.
Gotcha. All right.
If you guys are a partner, you can put your name on it.
So, actually, we would refer for, like, manufacturer brands or PBB, but if you don't have that for now, that's okay. We can add it anytime, okay, if you do have to. Okay. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I'm trying to think here. There's probably going to be something, but until I see it, I don't know. There, of course, has to be a phone number to contact. I kind of like drop-down menus. I couldn't figure out for my website for some reason. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I like the different, you know, the animations, the way stuff moves. Kind of like that.
Okay.
I just want it to be clean. I want maybe the light gray and just to be clean. I don't want it to be oversaturated, too many colors. Maybe the social media buttons. I have some like the, you know, Facebook, Instagram. We can put like LinkedIn or just additional stuff. And I really want to work on the About Us page. Something to make us stand out.
You want something on your About page that makes you stand out from the other competitors, correct?
Yeah. And to be clear, okay. I was thinking also about pricing, but I'm trying to avoid pricing from the website.
Mm-hmm.
I just know a lot of people just like to go and look for it.
Yeah, they actually look for free estimates. Do you offer that or no?
Yeah, we do that too.
Okay.
That's a big thing.
Do you want to show it on your website?
Of course, yes. With the button or anything that pops out.
All right. Yep. Anyways, if there's anything that you're not decided for now, Ivan, once you see your website up and running, let us know if there's any changes that you would like, okay?
Yep.
All right. And also, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your website layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically your design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like me to check your website first? Oh, okay. I can book you a call with them. When would be the best time for you?
Do you guys have anything open next week? Or?
Yep, next week. We can do next week. Let me see. Next week. Let me try to check the calendar real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay. What will be the best time and day next week?
I mean, same time like earlier in the morning. Monday or Tuesday works for me.
Monday or Tuesday. What will be the best time on Monday or Tuesday?
We can do between 8 or 9 Pacific time or between 7 and 8. I'll make sure.
7. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let me see. Do you want to do 7 or 8 Pacific? What would be that best for you? 7?
Yeah, the earliest possible work.
Okay. How about, I'll try to check it here. Can you do 7:30 or, let me see. Can we do 8?
Yes.
Okay, I will let our team know that we will have 8 a.m. Pacific for you on Monday. Let me just block the schedule for you. Anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call. Let me just note it here. Let me just add you to the calendar, okay? That 2nd of Oh, that's 9th of March.
If it doesn't work, we can
adjust it.
Yep, I can have the 9th of March for you. Okay, just letting them know so I can edit this commentary later on. March 9th at 8 a.m. Pacific. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And let me see. Since you would like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly on your site, to make this possible, Ivan, we need a couple of things from you. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry, we will send you simple instructions. As soon as you're ready, our team will integrate this for you, okay?
Did you say PayPal? Or
yes, PayPal. Business PayPal account. So okay. We'll be sending you an email for that so that our team can work on it, okay?
Yep.
All right, so let me just have it here. And I actually added you right now to the calendar for our website team. So you should receive an email in a moment for that or a reminder. And sending it using your email support at lakeboardmoving.com. All right. Right. All right, I got the 9th of March. Oh, let me just schedule that. 9th of March. Gotcha. I already blocked the calendar. And, and also, would you like, let's set up your call tracking, which is included in your package, to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team got for you, Ivan. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so I can go ahead and finalize it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they got the number 541-253-7445. Are you okay with this phone number?
Just clarify again. This number will be used for...
Yeah, this number will be used for your marketing campaigns. That means to say we will be promoting your website, your marketing campaigns with this phone number. So they will call you through this number, but all the calls will still go directly to your number ending in 0967.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be 541 instead. I just want to write it down.
Yep, and you will receive an email and a text message for this. 541-253-7445.
Can you do it one more time? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's 541-253-7445.
7445. Perfect.
Gotcha. Anyways, after we end this call, Ivan, I will do a test call to that call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, Ivan, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear or in your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Lakeboard Moving LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
You said a one-time fee, right?
Yep, it's only a one-time fee of $19, and you can ask changes anytime. For example,
Just want to make one thing. I don't want, for the name, I know it's Lakeboard Moving LLC, but I don't want when people are calling it, is this Lakeboard Moving LLC? I just want it to be Lakeboard Moving.
Lake Ford Moving. Okay, you don't want to put LLC on it?
I mean, because, like, if you call McDonald's or someone else, you wouldn't call, hey, this is, like, Local Splash LLC. You say Local Splash, correct?
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. But, yeah, let's go ahead, then. I want to go with the female voice.
Gotcha. All right. And are we going to use a sample provided, or do you have your own message to be recorded?
You guys figure that out. Like, I don't want to do my own.
Gotcha. All right, let's work on that. Mm-hmm. Actually, the sample that we provided, the sample template is already a very good one. And anyways, if you wanna change it later on, just let us know. You're not gonna pay anything. We only have the one-time fee for $19. Okay?
Yep.
All right. And I see that you're familiar with Google Workspace. You're already using this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a very good thing because that builds immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. It also really sounds professional that you are using your Google Workspace. Just want to let you know also, Ivan, that we have a key here in Local Splash. In case you want to add more username to your domain name, we have that for $19 per month per user, okay?
What does that do? More, like, different websites?
No, different username for your domain name. For example, you're already using your email, Google Workspace, like support, at lakefordmoving.com. And if you want to add more email to that, for example, you want to add Ivan at lakefordmoving.com, we can help you with here in Local Splash, and that's going to be $19 per month per username.
Yeah, I already have another. I figure out how to add those. I already added a person to it. Mm. Is there any deals that Google offers with that where it makes it like a little bit cheaper, or like that's the cheapest it gets?
Cheaper than a $19 per month per username?
I mean, for me it shows that it's gonna be $19 per month, but only till April, and then it's gonna be like go back to like $26 or something per user.
We do have it here, $19 per month per user, but if you would like me to check with our team, I think we offer a lesser price if you will prepay for a year.
Oh, yes. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing it per month.
Yeah.
But you can check with the team, but yeah, something that saves money is always better than...
Yep, but you can always add it anytime. You can think about it. If you want to save and you wanted to do like prepay, because we did that prepay before, but let me know, okay? Or just give us a call if you'd be interested.
Forward.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Ivan, shows that you do provide moving services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the number one service you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
That's an extremely hard question because every job is so different. And I don't know if you guys can help with keywords. And see what other companies are using, but for the most part, it's just the residential, like full house move, residential move, you know, those long distance moves. But like, you gotta know, like the bigger the move, the less of those shifts. So residential move, like just moving. I don't know what's the best keywords for it. Like I've made a research and I've added a couple of keywords.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website I used for it, where it shows you which keywords are used the most in your area compared to other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name of about it. It's called, what is it? GMB Everywhere. GMB Everywhere. I don't know.
Okay. You don't have to worry, actually, Ivan. I pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you. I prepared the keywords, okay? But let me ask you first, do you want it to be found first with the keyword moving services?
Yeah, in the beginning, I did think that, but like from a people perspective, people just don't go and search exactly moving services. They look for, you know, moving. They go for something more generic. Like you go on
like
Google,
moving company?
You know, moving companies or movers near me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one, can you see which ones perform the best? Because I when I go on Google, so I don't type professional movers right next to me or something like that. I'll just go and say moving company, or I'll say a budget mover, or people are more generic for that.
Yep. Actually, this is the keywords that I've got. I have pulled up the top performing keywords for you, and these are the keywords. I have moving services, moving company, movers. So I just want to ask which one would you like to be found first? If you're comfortable with a moving company, then we can have moving company.
Can you tell me from those two which is the best one? Does it show?
Moving company or moving services. But I suggest for the moving services. But anyway, we'll add the other keywords. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go with it.
Okay, so these are the rest of the keywords. Let me know, Ivan, if you want to take out anything from the list or if you want to add more, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I got here moving services, moving company, movers, local moving, local movers, long distance moving. We have interstate moving, out-of-state moving, residential moving, commercial moving, office relocation services, apartment moving, packing services, and packing services, furniture moving, piano moving, specialty item moving. We have full service moving, moving and storage, and moving labor services. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Can we add one?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to ask you if there are any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add.
I really want to add the hot tub moving. I know it's not
okay.
A common, but those are just like people have a hard time moving those, and they're hard to move.
Gotcha. So we have hot tub moving. Do you have any other keywords?
Let me open edit. Let me see my services here.
Oh, you mentioned about senior moving, right?
Senior moving and junk. Can we add junk removal? Towards
yep.
the end somewhere down.
Yes. I'll add it here. Senior moving and junk removal.
Yeah, can we also add college moving?
College moving, okay.
I got a lot of those. And do you manage, I don't know, can you see, do you do commercial?
We already have commercial moving.
Yeah, perfect. Let's, can we also add luxury item moving? Like I know
yep.
it's kind of a weird one, but luxury item moving.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go with those for now.
Okay. Anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over, Ivan. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Yep.
All right. So let me just note that. Okay, and now just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you, Ivan, is can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yes, there's actually a couple of things. So, also, we have a motto. I'm not saying it right. We have a I came up with this our motto is, like, you know, some people say, oh, movers you can trust. Our thing is, I don't know if you can put it somewhere in the notes, but it's the first thing on my website. It's like a step above for every client. A moving experience that feels a step above for every client. Or just a step above for every client, like for moving, something like that.
A moving experience that feels a step above for every client?
Yeah, even if it's not the whole a moving experience, I just want to have that somewhere. Because it's easy to say, like, yeah, Lakeford moving, step above for every client, something like that. I want it to be distinct, so we have something like that. I don't like the generic one. So we're reliable, we're this. I like step up, feels like step above for every client, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
To be somewhere, if you could put it on the notes.
Actually, this is your tagline, correct?
I really like the tagline. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. So I'm going to ask you if you have a tagline so we can use it. It's actually a very catchy tagline that we can use. So let me just note that here. So aside from that, just wanted to add these statements because this is going to be very helpful for the business around your area. You mentioned earlier that you do offer free estimates, correct?
Yes, free estimates.
And just locally owned and operated? Uh-huh.
We can do that. We also do free on-site like estimates as well. I don't know if that's the thing people look for, but we have been going to people's places and we do that as well. On-site free estimate.
On-site free estimate, okay.
Also, stuff that I can distinguish from other companies, I've been thinking it's like, just like everyone is background check at our company. We have, you know, we're all like college graduates, you know, athletes background, something like that that people like to see sometimes because with moving companies, the ones I've worked with before, they're just so big, and most of the people who work, and I'm not even kidding, it's just people who, you know, they're on investigation, they're drunk on the job, you know, it's very weird industry. It's just because hard work, not a lot of people want to do it, so they'll hire anyone. So something like that, where we're like background for, like, all of our employees are background checked. I cannot come up with the exact line, but I know that's the thing in the industry. Background check, you know, we're also college graduates, you know, background of athletes, show up on time. That's what makes us reliable.
That is very important for the business that you have, showing up on time for the moving services.
Stuff like this, it's nature of the business. Show up on time, do the right job. You should come with any, like, phrases that are more, like, Google-friendly. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to give you a general idea of the stuff.
Gotcha. So, anyways, that is helpful. You provided me a very good description to start about your business, but I can also add it here. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business or no?
What does that mean? A company-owned?
A family-owned business. A family owned.
Not really.
Okay.
I think they say, but like I don't have a family or it's not run by the family.
Gotcha. All right. Anyways, you have a good description here. And do you have a mission statement? Let me see if you have on your website or no.
Not really. Maybe. A moving experience up to the set book for every client. Maybe, you know, that's a mission statement. I don't know if I put it.
I see something here on your website that says, a late moving is dedicated. Let me see. Oh, we also have here. Oh, so late moving is your trusted partner for a hassle-free moving experience. Our team is dedicated to providing top-notch moving services tailored to meet your unique needs. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, we've got you covered.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about the word. I know I have it there, mm-hmm. But partner, it's a good word. What do you think about the word partner, though? I've seen a lot of businesses use it. That's why I'm saying it's especially with AI, is just the word partner comes across too often. Like, we can use that, but there's a note where we can just come up with a instead of partner to be.
Do you want to use this? Uh-huh. Or do you want to hear a few samples that I prepared for your mission statement? Or Okay. So I got a few, and let me know if there's anything that you like. So I got here, at Lake Ford Moving, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Lake Ford Moving, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Lake Ford Moving, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from those?
I'm kind of torn apart between two and three.
two and three. Let's see. We can try to, let's try to merge if it sounds good. Say, at Lakeport Moving, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. Do you like it that way?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's have it here. And we're going to use the mission statement that you have. It says here, a moving experience that feels a step above for every client.
Perfect.
Gotcha. And how many years have you been in business?
We are a new company. We just started.
Okay, so you started.
So I don't know what's
year?
The best thing to 20... display.
Okay, how about this? You started it this year, 2026, but how many years of experience do you have?
Oh, combined experience, we can say 10 years.
Oh, wow. Now, that's it. So the business started this year, but you have the combined 10 years of experience.
Because the workers we do with, like we all used to work for, like a moving companies for a long time before we, you know, kind of branched out and started our own thing. Like one of my main guys, he by himself, this person who worked at the same company for 6 years, and he's won awards like Mover of the Year. He got also all kinds of awards, Mover of the Year, Lead of the Year, Employee
Amazing.
Of the Year.
Amazing. Uh-huh. Wow.
I mean, it sounds weird, but combined experience, if you put it combined, sounds more.
Yeah,
but
we actually use the combined experience most of the time also.
Yeah, because otherwise we're a new company, you know, we're not.
That's okay. I'm noting it here. The business started 2026, but you have that 10 years of experience, specifically combined 10 years of experience. All right.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And how many people work with your company?
I mean, right now we're around the 10 people count, but that can grow exponentially depending on the, because, you know, like yesterday I had 4 guys on a job, and that was just the one job, but when we have more crews out, like, we always have more guys to come out, so I don't know what's a good number to display or to display at all regarding that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Ivan, it doesn't have to be full-time employees, but just an approximate count of people actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis. That is already a good number. Do you, is there a...
Make it 14.
Make it 14. Okay, that sounds good. Let's have 14 here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Both.
Amazing. Okay. And also, can you confirm that I got here correct hours of operation? So it says from Monday to Saturdays you do 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays you're 8 to 6.
Yep.
Okay.
The ones are there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what types of payment do you accept?
All kinds of things, like Visa, MasterCard. We do Venmo, Zelle, Yelp, Cash. I said Yelp. All kinds of things. Except I just don't have the PayPal set up, the business one, but I can do it real quick. But we can accept any form of payment. We'll make sure we get any types of payments.
Yep. I just want to confirm all the types of payment. So you do cash, checks, cards. You also do Apple Pay?
Yeah, Apple Pay too, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, you will set up your PayPal, right? So I'm just going to go ahead and note here that you will do PayPal. And how about electronic payments, Google Pay, and financing?
You know, financing one is tricky because I don't really know how to set up that. So let's actually don't put financing.
Gotcha. Let's keep financing for now. How about Google Pay? Do you do that?
I haven't used Google Pay, but Google Pay, I don't know if it's connected to other platforms or anything, or I have to make a separate account for it.
Okay. How about we just skip the ones that you're not comfortable for now, just to make sure, okay?
Yeah.
Because we can always add it anytime anyway. So you mentioned that you do Venmo and Zelle. Do you also do Cash App?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So let me just go ahead and have it here. All right. So now that we have your business information, Ivan, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, but I don't recommend using these options because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and waste of time. That means to say you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
Yeah, the number one option.
That's work with the first
one.
Yes, that's the best one. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Mountainville, Oregon. So for this one, Ivan, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And also, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very ideal if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes, I can. And the thing I want to point about that is even though the business is based in McMinnville, the best job to get is from the big Portland metro area. But coming with that, with the big Portland metro area, there's a lot of competitors and people who've been in business for a very long time, and they have all those marketing money that they pay, so the competition is very big there. Thing is, let's say I would like to list everything in, like, Portland, but Portland, Beaverton, all those big areas, but there's, like, a lot of big, big companies, and if, you know, I'm only spending, you know, a little 2% of what they're spending per month, is there a way for me to compete with them, or it would just be assets?
Okay, so there's a lot of big companies around Portland and Beaverton, but actually some clients prefer for like small businesses, the starting businesses, because that's where they can save also. And that's why we have added here in your description that this is locally owned and operated and you do offer free estimates because that is going to be very helpful, which most of the big companies don't. But let me see. Just give me like target cities that is under 2 hours driving distance so we can work on your Google Business Profile target, okay? So you mentioned, are we still going to add Portland and Beaverton or no?
Yes. Okay. Portland, Beaverton, Lake Oswego.
Mm-hmm.
Portland, Beaverton, Lake Oswego. Let me open the map and see which one are the... We can also do Oregon City.
Okay, let me add Oregon City.
Hillsboro. And we can also do Vancouver, Washington. How many we got so far?
We have here, oh, I think I haven't added, did you mention Hillsboro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hillsboro, Beaverton, Lake Oswego, Vancouver, Washington, and...
We have here, we have Portland, Beaverton, Lake Oswego, Oregon City, Vancouver, Washington, Hillsboro, so we have 6. That's okay, we can work with it.
Okay.
All right. And I think you know that you already have your Google Business Profile up and running, and you have already added SS Manager. And wow, look at those 12 Google reviews with 5-star on it. Amazing. So thank you so much for adding SS Manager, and our team already know that we already have access to your Google Business Profile, so we will work on optimizing that, okay?
Yep.
All right. And I think you received an email from us that says, let me see, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I think Chris sent you an email with regards to that, right?
Yeah, I think I completed it.
Mm-hmm. Did you already send those?
I mean, the Google verification, I pop up with Google Verified, and I talked to him yesterday about it.
Mm-hmm.
He explained that next week he has a call. We scheduled a call about the next step of Google Verified, that big application. So he's going to talk with me next. I think I'm going to do it next week, the big application.
Actually, that is a very, very good product that Chris will talk to you next week. So I really highly suggest for that. And to the email that we sent you, I do understand that you already have done the process of having a Google Business Profile verified with these requirements. But it will be very helpful, Ivan, if you have these on file, so that if ever we do verification with Google, we can actually work on it because we already have this on file. So if you can check that email later and provide us the things that we sent you, the email that says, option needed, pictures needed for Google verification, so please provide us pictures of the following: your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace, okay?
Invoice? Your business
invoice?
Sample.
Do you have any
sample
invoice? Yeah. Okay. And you can send it to us or you can upload it to your dashboard or app, whichever is convenient for you. All right.
Invitation. I guess your invitation and everything. I just don't see that email. I'll find it. Don't worry.
Okay,
my credential needed to apply to my site, yes.
Yep.
Or
so
not.
You have here, action needed, pictures needed for Google Vertical. I think that Chris sent it to you on the 2nd of March, but I can resend it just to make sure.
That would be great. I just have so many emails.
Yep. I'm going to resend it so it will be on top of your email. Let me have it here. Pictures needed for Google verification. All right. So I'm sending it to you right now. You should receive it in a moment. Okay. And also, Ivan, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes, that would be great.
Amazing. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it's very helpful with optimization of your Google Business Profile. Anyways, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it to your dashboard. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
Yep.
All right, so if you don't have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews or content directly, but if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for better lead flow?
Is that going to, because I use the most basic package from Yelp, and I have this whatever, is that going to increase my Yelp spending or anything with you guys?
Oh, no, just no additional cost from Local Splash. And anyways, you're not going to have Yelp ads, right? We're just talking about your Yelp page where we will optimize that. And it can also help with the leads.
I mean, of course.
Okay.
And I have this credit you can put, like, for the next 60 days. I have $600 worth of credit they gave me for free. So that's already, like, up and running. And I have the logo paid, too, so, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send you an email for you to add as an admin to your Yelp page so we can optimize, okay? So you can
mm-hmm.
check that one later if you have time. So let me just send it to you real quick. Okay. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Let me see. You do have an existing Facebook business page, right?
Yeah, but this thing is, I don't know. I don't get any interactions on Facebook.
Okay. Anyways, I do see that you have Facebook ads in your subscription.
Yep.
Okay. So, anyways, we will run the ads for you. And for us to be able to do that, we will need admin access to work on your Facebook ads. So, let me just see it here real quick. Okay. So, do you have access to this Facebook business page?
Yep.
Okay. So, I'll ask you to grant us admin access so we can optimize it, okay?
Well,
so,
are you going to send me something now?
Yes, yes. I will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added Ivan, we will optimize your Facebook page, okay? So it is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And I do see, as I've mentioned earlier, that you have Facebook ads included in your strategy. So I'm sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running, okay? So let me just send it to you real quick. And I really do hope, with regards to your Facebook business page, that you will be able to add as soon as possible so we can work on a timeline, correct timeline for your Facebook ads, okay? And on that email, Ivan, it will actually ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that you were using on creating your business Facebook page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay?
Yep.
All right. So let me know once you receive it, and I hope you will add it as soon as possible.
I got the Facebook one, yep.
Gotcha. All right. And as I've mentioned earlier, you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy, correct? So let me just have it here. Okay. Since you do have Facebook ads, we have here in your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
I think the creative team will do.
Okay.
Also, I can put a lot of pictures in that link or in the dashboard over there. So
yes.
I'll try to get anything I got, but again, I also have a bunch of crazy imaging. I haven't taken a professional photographer photos, like whatever's from Google, and I'll send. That's about it.
Okay. So, yep, I really encourage you also, Ivan, to send us more photos, especially if you have new photos from your job. Upload it anytime on your dashboard so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so let me just have it here. We will have a creative team handle this for you, but you'll be sending photos that we can use, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so let me just note it down for them. All right, so have the creative team handle. And there are 3 lead response methods for your Facebook ads. We have this form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend, Ivan, is using the form fill, where your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you by email and SMS in real time. And we recommend it will be sent to you in real time, so we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The reason why we recommend the form fill, Ivan, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but then again, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. Which one would you like to use?
The successful one? The one you suggested?
Yeah, this is actually highly suggested by our Facebook team. That's why I brought it up to you. So anyways, you can always change it anytime, but let's work with the form fill, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let me just have it here. That's form fill. Okay. And I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when your prospects look for your services, so you only pay for true demand when someone clicks? Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, Ivan, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results that you can start with, okay? And you can always add this anytime.
I talked to Chris, and he suggested Google Verified. If you're spending money, he said Google Verified is just more expensive, but, you know, he said about that.
He was actually right. Google Verified is a very good product that we really
suggest. He just said it's expensive. Yeah, we're talking, he just said, like, it costs, like, what, 13 leads is around, like, $800,000, he said, but
You know, I told him, like, if that's the better thing, and he said, well, those apps, anyone can click, but it's better to go the, you know, the more expensive way. So I'm going to talk with him about it next time. But please leave a note for that campaign, because we can always give it a shot.
Yep, that is actually the paper lead that he highly suggests. I also highly suggest the one. That's why when he mentioned that he will talk to you next time, next week, then that's a good idea, okay? Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, let me just note it here. Okay, and our team is available Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Reach out if needed.
Okay, and I see that you have a logo, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I do hope that you would be able to send it to us also. Please upload your logo on the dashboard so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Yeah, I also have a picture one, and the one that's like a JPEG that's cut out. I'll put both.
Okay. And now you will see several important emails from Asun Ivan. First, to view your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message, okay? And if you have project photos, videos, and the logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And just have it here. Your client dashboard login, which you should have received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. If your growth is monitored daily, and you will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through local slash, okay?
Yep.
And also, Ivan, to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time payment of $19 for the call tracking reading specifically for the female voice artist and charge the card that we have on call today?
Yes.
All right. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, so
okay.
I'm coming here. 3 weeks from now, that's going to be the same day, Thursday. Oh, that's going to be on the 26th of March. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
Let's go with that, with the 26th.
Okay. We have March 26th, and what would be the best time for you?
Morning again. Like
morning.
8, 9, whatever, works,
okay.
Just the morning.
All right. Okay, so I can add you 26 at 8 a.m. Pacific, same time. We started the client interview, okay?
Okay.
And again, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. All right. And as I mentioned earlier, Ivan, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
I think you're very resourceful. That's amazing. Thank you.
All right, very much welcome, Ivan. And also, please, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back if we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. And just a friendly reminder, I've sent you quite a lot of emails, so that would set also as a reminder assignment for you. So I really do hope that you'd be able to add this as admin to your Facebook business page so we can get your ads running on a correct timeline. And also the thing when we ask you for the credentials for your domain so our website team can check on that, okay?
Yep.
All right. So watch your emails and text for status updates and, of course, expect the follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
You're amazing. Just like maybe a follow-up email. I'll try to do most of it today. Yeah, just if I'm missing something, feel free to reach out to me. Let me know if I'm missing anything. That's the only thing I need.
Gotcha. Anyways, if there is anything that we need from you that you haven't sent yet, we will do follow-up. So make sure that your campaign is working perfectly fine, okay?
Yep.
Thank you so much for your time, Ivan. I will do a test call after we end this. And enjoy the rest of the day, okay? Bye-bye for
okay.
now.
Okay. Can I leave you a review somewhere, or can I show up you're very resourceful?
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. Yep, you can always leave a reviews on where you left a review for Chris. That would be very helpful for us also.
Do you have a preferred name or first name, last name, or the way you want to be named, anything?
Yep, just Nikki.
Nikki, N-I-K-A?
Yes, N-I-K-A.
Okay, Nikki. Perfect. I'll leave one for Nikki, too.
Thank you so much, Ivan. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.